Merging with Shiva, lesson 183, where 1 plus 1 equals 3. There is one area of the subconscious mind that seems rather devious and extremely hard to program. It is called the sub of the subconscious mind. It often could seem like faulty software in the computer. But when finally programmed correctly, it can become the greatest asset. It brings us good luck and assists with perfect timing through life. At times we feel as if nothing is happening to us anymore. Everything is going along smoothly. We walk up to a closed door and the door opens for us. We walk up to a telephone and it begins to ring. These signs show us that the subconscious is going along very nicely. As soon as we do not enjoy this fine timing, it is generally because of the sub of the subconscious area. For when two programs of a similar nature go into the subconscious computer at different times, they mix and mingle and form a third program within the subconscious that is difficult to fathom intellectually. This is recorded in the sub of the subconscious. For this reason, the sub of the subconscious mind seems awesome and foreboding. If both of the programs are good, beneficial, positive, and spiritually vibrant, things go smoothly for us. But if they are not, this area of the subconscious can be very disturbing. Remedies are deep introspection and emotional intellectual honesty. The subconscious can become very powerful, creating healthy new tendencies in this life and molding a dynamic personality. Two thoughts at different times sent into the subconscious mind form in what is called the sub of the subconscious a totally different rate of vibration when intermingled. That is, if the psychological arrangement of the mind was the same at the time each thought entered it. This subconscious formation of thought turns into feeling of the lower instinctive nature and causes the external mind to react to situations in a way that it normally would not have done. The subconscious mind not only attracts situations that express its contents, but creates situations by playing upon the subconscious itself. The sub of the subconscious mind, therefore, is the part of the subconscious that stores and manages the unfathomable result of the combinations of intense emotionally charged experiences, either positive or negative. These combinations create a third hybrid reactionary condition, quite unlike either experience alone could have caused. Color shall be our example. Blue stands alone as a color, and so does yellow. When they merge, they make a third color, green, which creates a mood when you look upon it, different than the mood that arises from looking upon blue or yellow alone. Only an understanding that green is a composite of yellow and blue is the mystery dispelled. Add white to red and you get pink. Add water to soil and you get mud. This is easy to understand and shows the nature of impressions coming together in the subconscious. Add oxygen to hydrogen and you get water. That is a mystery which parallels the nature of the subconscious mind, a realm where 1 plus 1 equals 3. While in the subconscious, the sum is 2.